This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin has gotten a lot of attention for being an important swing state in this year's presidential election. As part of WPR's Why Wisconsin project, we recently received a question from listener Rachel Thorson about that. Rachel asked, what about Wisconsin's people and culture lend it to being a swing state? How long has that been the case? WPR's Laurel White set out to answer her question.
How long has Wisconsin been a swing state? Off and on for a very long time. For more than a century, Wisconsin has had several distinct periods when its elections were close and its voters flipped party allegiances from one election to the next. According to Jonathan Kasparek, professor of history at UW-Milwaukee, one of those periods was in the late 1800s.
Some of those elections were really close between the Republicans and the Democrats.
In those days, Kasparek says voters' party allegiances had a lot to do with their ethnicity and religious affiliation. Republicans tended to be Wisconsin natives or Protestant immigrants.
If you were a Catholic or German Catholic, the Democrats were a much more attractive party.
Sometimes, very specific groups would shake up that balance. For example, German Protestants did their own thing, became a key voting bloc, and swung multiple elections. In the early 1900s until the 1930s, Wisconsin looked less swingy on the surface. Republicans won election after election. But Kasparek says that doesn't mean there was ideological unity, because Wisconsin's Republican Party had factions back then. There were traditional Republicans, and then there were progressive Republicans, led by Fighting Bob La Follette.
The Republican primary between the progressives and the stalwarts, that was kind of the swing area.
La Follette's progressives eventually split off to form their own party. Another swing period for Wisconsin came in the 1960s. Wisconsin voters went from supporting Republicans to Democrats and back again in presidential elections and governor's races. Barry Burden is director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison. He says flip-flops between party control then were driven by independently minded voters and state parties that played things closer to the middle.
And that would lead people to cross over and support candidates because they like them, not because of their party affiliation.
Some of Wisconsin's most well-known politicians came from this time period, like Republican Governor Warren Knowles and Democratic Governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson. Wisconsin started to look less like a swing state in the 1980s. Democrats won 7 presidential elections in a row here, beginning in 1988. But Burden says that only tells part of the story. Some of these elections were as close as it gets. For example, Al Gore won Wisconsin in 2000 by fewer than 6,000 votes. John Kerry won in 2004 by about 11,000 votes.
Those were just tiny margins, smaller than Trump's margin, but they get counted in the Democratic column because the Democrat won the state. But man, those could have gone the other way.
Tight margins are getting more common these days. For nearly the entire 20th century, Wisconsin never had a presidential election decided by less than a percentage point. Since 2000, it has had 3. According to experts, one of the biggest reasons the state is so politically divided today is the way Wisconsin's population is spread between urban and rural areas. Kathy Kramer is a political science professor at UW-Madison.
The balance of rural and urban is roughly equivalent in Wisconsin, and nowadays, we know quite a bit about how that tends to correlate with partisan leanings.
A number of recent studies, including a 2018 analysis by the nonpartisan Pew Research Center, have shown rural voters are consistently voting with Republican candidates these days. Meanwhile, Democrats have strengthened their support with urban voters. Amber Wachowski is a professor of political science at Marquette University.
Democrats over the last several decades have actually grown their vote shares in the highly populated parts of the state.
Experts agree the urban-rural divide has been brewing in Wisconsin for decades. Burden thinks it started around the 1960s with the development of suburban communities. He says the current divisions are in a kind of magical balance with one another. So Wisconsin's long history as a swing state might not be changing anytime soon. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.